Welcome to the Seeing Your Inner Brilliance podcast, where you get one step closer this week on taking total ownership of your desires and who you are. I'm your host, Charles C. Childers. Seeing Your Inner Brilliance is your anchor point for living an unstoppable life, and it's something you constantly come back to as you move through your day. Seeing Your Inner Brilliance is how you birth the life that you want for yourself. In this episode, we are tackling the very real feeling that we don't have enough time. There's a reality to this, because we all have 24 hours in a day, right? We also love to do and to get things done. We love to be productive and to accomplish things and to make progress in the areas that we want to make progress in. There's also a lot of conditioning around how we view time. We can blame time for being the reason why we can't do things or why we aren't where we want to be. We can feel very limited and restricted by time. And we can also feel like we don't have any control over how we spend our day. There can be an immense amount of pressure we feel when it comes to time. And I don't know about you, but I am constantly adjusting and readjusting myself and my thoughts around this. You'll hear about this more in the episode. But that is why I brought in my friend and time management and productivity expert, Jamie, to help us break free from the shoulds and have-tos of time management and help us adopt a revolutionary new way of thinking about time so we can create intentional, fulfilling experiences and take control over our lives in this way. So block off some time for this. And let's learn from Jamie. She is so amazing. And as you're listening, I encourage you to bring awareness around what other things you feel like you don't have enough of. Because I promise if it's showing up in one area, it's likely showing up in others as well. And I'll pop back in later in this episode to explain why this is important. All right, block off your time so you can list and explore where else you don't have enough of something. And let's get this time party started. Jamie, welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I am so excited to talk to you today, not only because of who you are, and I've just absolutely loved connecting with you, but I found myself this morning falling into this trap of, I should be doing this. I should, you know, make an incredibly long to-do list today. Here we are in the new year and like just getting started. And here we are talking to you as an expert. And yeah, it's just so divine. So welcome, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here on your podcast today. I'm so excited to speak with you and your audience about the beauty of time and how to get out of that mindset that you just spoke about, must do more, must check off things on lists. That is so our MO, and we want to shift that so much so that you feel like everything you're doing is intentional and not that you have to or should be doing it or any other preconceived notion you have about your life and your time. So I'm happy to be bursting the bubbles on some of these concepts today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the exact thing of what you just talked about of not feeling like I should be managing my time better. I should be starting off this new year incredibly busy. You know, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. So you just dropped a really big and broad, you know, concept of cutting out any shoulds or have tos. But like I said, that's big. That's hard. So I want to get even more granular than that. What are the most common mistakes or unhealthy mindset patterns you've seen the most of so that we can really paint this beautiful picture of what exactly that looks like?
Yeah, exactly. The shoulda, woulda, coulda mentality. And the point here is that so many clients come to me experiencing that time is in control of them, right? So you talked about, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, all these shoulda, woulda, couldas. And that's like there's some external time police that's monitoring your life or your lists, or it's all in your mind. And that's expressing that time is in control of you, or that you don't have enough time, or you feel like you should be doing it one way or another. And that's this phrase, actually, that they don't have enough time, is the number one thing that people say when they come to work with me. I don't have enough time to work. I don't have enough time to be with my family. I feel like I should be doing more self-care. I feel like I should be doing more household tasks. I mean, you name it. And they just believe it to be true that in their life, there's just not going to be enough time to do all those things. They believe they don't have enough time and they should be spending their time in certain ways. So I want to help you understand that you have all the time you need to do exactly what you want to be doing. So if you keep repeating, I wish I had more time, I don't have enough time in the day, I ran out of time, or some people say, I'm constantly late, it's because I ran out of time, or I forgot to do that because I ran out of time. In all of these statements, there's this common belief, and this is what I'm hearing is, you know, time is doing something to me. Time is out to get me, or time is against me. And in all of these statements, what I really hear is that we're just blaming time, that we're acting like victims of time. And so this is what we need to shift to get out of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, is changing your relationship with time, because the truth is you are in charge of your time, unless you're under duress and someone is like literally holding you captive. Everything that you're doing every day is a choice that you're making. So we need to shift this way of thinking about time as it's being done to you, or it has to be done this way, or should be done this way. But no, this is a choice. These are choices you get to make. You have a privilege of choosing how to spend your time. And this is with this privilege, you know, comes responsibility and intention, and ensuring that your attention, your literal attention, is in alignment with your intention. So is your time in alignment with what you want to experience?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Complete mic drops. Like, you completely opened up this episode with so much power and goodness. And, you know, hearing things like, you know, we're blaming time or victim or changing our relationship. What? That is so, you know, a new way of thinking. It's revolutionary. And I would love to put myself as I guess on the dissection table today, because as a go-getter, as someone who just absolutely loves a completed to-do list, and, you know, I try, well, let's see, in the past, I've tried to do as much as I can, as fast as I can in any given moment. So putting myself on the dissection table, And let's see, let's use a practical example. So I get home from dropping my kids off in the morning at 8 a.m. And then I have to leave at 2:30 to go pick them up. So I really do have this block of time. So using this example, and even referring back to your own story and your clients' experiences, how do we apply this idea of you know, trying not to blame time and not falling victim? How do we do that when we really legitimately probably don't have enough time, or we feel like we don't have enough time?
Well, that's a great example, because I just saw from what you just said, like, wow, you have a lot of time, right? You drop off your kids and you have from 8 a.m. until 2:30 every day to choose how you spend your time. That's not... And you can make your, so that, like, first of all, just step back. That's a lot of time. So the question would, my first question is, audit, what are you doing in that time? What are you, so here's an exercise that I would have you do on the dissection table. I would say, what is it that you want to be experiencing in your life? What are your goals? What is the purpose of your life? So if you say, okay, it's to run a successful business, it's to launch a book. If it's, I mean, I can ask you for a couple examples, but if you, what is it you really want to do this year or with your life? Okay, fine. You have 7 hours a day to do that. But then look at how you actually are spending your time. Like literally, if you looked at your calendar from the 8 to 2:30, how much of that time is actually going towards the experiences you want to have? How much time is aimlessly scrolling through social media and time just feeling like time is being slipping away? Or how much of that time is used with intention? So I would teach you time blocking. I would say, okay, if you have this block, how much of that time do you need for yourself? Maybe you need the first hour to get ready for the day, clean up the house, all the things you need to do so that you feel great when you step into the office, knowing everything else is taken care of. Now I can just focus 4 hours on work and not feel guilty about anything because you're at 2:30, I pick up the kids and then I have time to be with them because my work time, my business time is between this time and that time. So it's looking at what you want to accomplish, the time you actually have, and then you get to see, well, I have some spillover. So what do I do with that? Firstly, you have to ask yourself, is it a priority? Secondly, you can ask yourself, is this something that I could be delegating or outsourcing? Or perhaps this is something that I'm just consciously choosing to put on the back burner for this year or this month or even this week or today, whatever it is. But it's this conscious decision making about where your time goes. People often overlook, like, time is your life. How you fill your days, how you fill your time is your story, it's your life. Time is not coming back. How you spend it, it needs to be purposeful. Now, if you're like, I am tired and I want to spend 3 hours watching Netflix and just doing nothing today, that's absolutely fine. It's a choice. I'm choosing to spend 3 hours today doing nothing. But then you have to acknowledge that's your choice. So you can't lay there watching Netflix and being like, oh, I should be doing the laundry. I should be doing my business to-do list, because then you're not even enjoying the time you're giving yourself. So everything has to be a choice, and you have to feel good and confident in the choice that you're making. And that's when you shine, regardless of what you're doing.
There you have it. Yes, the thought that I don't have enough time is something I consistently check myself on because it loves to rear its ugly head. And this isn't the first time these sort of thoughts have bombarded me. In the first few years of being a mom, I really wrestled with feeling like I didn't have enough of me to go around to be able to take care of my two beautiful babies under two. Well, they were under two at the time. In high school, I struggled with feeling like I didn't have enough friends. Yes, this has shown up several times throughout my life. And when we feel like we don't have enough of something, whether it's time, money, friends, certification, success, etc., it's actually an indication of an underlying disempowering belief that we're holding on to. Deep down, we actually don't feel like we are enough in some way. And this disempowering belief, it's manifesting itself in these physical areas of our lives. We don't realize that these separate instances are actually connected by the root underneath. So by all means, oh my gosh, I highly encourage you to put Jamie's tips into practice. Work on your relationship with time. We can all become better time ninjas. And if you're realizing that you often feel like you don't have enough, or what you're doing, what you're putting into things isn't enough, then that's where I can come in to help you dig up this root belief that's entangled with conditioning, expectations, and internalizations. My confidence program, Unstoppable, can deeply serve you with this. Unstoppable is my baby, and it is the deepest way you can come play in my world. Prices are going up significantly on March 1st. There are currently 58 women from all over the world who are on their journey to becoming unstoppable. Ah! Oh my gosh, it's so incredible. This program equips you to take total ownership of your desires and who you truly are, so you can cultivate the freedom to do it your way, to flow, to be, and to do in a way that you are called to, instead of being limited by feeling like it's never enough or you don't have enough. the idea that we need to do more or we need to work harder in order to be the six successful, high impacting women we're here to be is just not something I vibe with, to be honest with you. I am a firm believer that as we dive deeper and deeper into who we really are, like really seeing and knowing ourselves at our core, underneath the pressure, conditioning, and expectations that have been stacked on top of us, that our success and our impact is a byproduct of that. Ugh! We first be, and then we do, then we have. But when we're doing things in our day from this frantic, striving feeling because we feel rushed to get it done before we go get the kids, or we're doing things to make others happy, we're actually working in contradiction of ourselves. But when we strip away the thoughts of, I need to wake up at 5 a.m. because that's what successful people do, or I need to start my workday at exactly 8 a.m. or 8:30 in order for the day to be as productive as I want it to be. Stripping away these thoughts in a way so that we can objectively look at them, question them, and resist the temptation to give in to that pressure. Oh my goodness, there is so much freedom and deep confidence in that. Trust me, I have been there. I have been on both sides. So if you have big freaking desires for yourself and your life, and you want to be able to pursue them from a place of inner knowing and alignment, then Unstoppable is for you. Prices are going up significantly on March 1st. So if you think this could be for you, go to charlesleechilders.com/unstoppable or send me a DM on Instagram and I'm happy to answer any of your questions. I am so excited to welcome you into the community if you're feeling called to join us. This journey is literally, I don't know where my life would be without this journey that I have been embarking on for 6 years, almost seven. It is so incredible. It has been such a blessing to my life in so many ways. And then watching the almost 60 women start their journey. Oh, it is just so empowered. Oh my goodness. Can't even get the words out. It is so empowering. It is so inspiring. And we are literally creating a universal shift by embracing this truth about ourselves and really approaching our success, not in a way that we've been taught to do it, but in a way that feels aligned and unique for us. All right, with that, let's sharpen our time ninja skills by continuing to listen to this episode and putting these tips into practice. Oh my goodness gracious, you are so, so amazing. It is so obvious that you are truly a master at what you do and how you help people. Thank you so much for calling out the parts of myself who, you know, still come up saying, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, you know, oh, you have two more hours, you know, countdown, like, you know, that sort of thing. And so I hope if you're listening right now, I highly encourage you to grab a pen and a sticky note and drop down, you know, write down these points that Jamie's making, because they are so, so high value, so, you know, just next level thinking and operating. And I know that this comes from an embodying, you know what I mean? You really have to switch your mind and switch how you view time. I can foresee that's where you come in, because it can't be just a telling yourself to do things differently and then expecting yourself to do it. No, it has to come from a completely adopting a new way of being. And so I'm so curious to find out from your perspective, like how you arrived at these things that you're teaching and preaching to us. Like, what is your story? Did you ever struggle with the same things?
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, I struggled, and I'm so grateful that I did, because I was able to find the other side and now I'm able to help people. So how did it start? You know, it was shortly after my second son was born. I decided I wanted to create a business so I could work from home, be present with my kids, and experience this quote unquote true sense of work-life balance after being in non-for-profit for 14 years. And I knew, of course, like the tools and systems and strategies I had used professionally would be instrumental in how I created this life balance. But as my family and my business began to grow, I felt like I was always fighting with time. I was disappointed with how much time I had. I started to work later hours. I would take work calls when I was with my kids. And although my clients were happy and the kiddos seemed happy, I stopped daily walks, personal creative time, the work I actually needed to do for the future health of my business. I was tired. I was overwhelmed. I was burnt out. And while I was experiencing success in the traditional sense, I just was overwhelmed and burnt out, so I couldn't even enjoy it. So I saw firsthand, it didn't matter how much money I was making. Nothing mattered, because I wasn't present with my kids anymore. And I actually wasn't even present with my business. And I was just cycling through exhaustion. And everyone around me was saying the same thing. At this time, my business was running a virtual services agency. So I saw everyone who was coming to me, the same problems and experiences they were having was what I was having. And everyone was busy, tired, and felt like they didn't have enough time. And I would give them an assistant, you know, for their personal life, or an assistant for their business, or I would help them create automations or create new systems. I mean, you name it. But it was still this underlying issue that everyone was complaining about. And I said to myself, you know, we're all high-achieving, successful, ambitious, strong entrepreneurs. Why are we fighting with time? There's something that we must not be looking at, because we're all having this same experience of being disappointed with time. And I said, this isn't right. We're amazing. Why are we fighting with this external source? There's some code we have to crack here. And it was in that kind of place of my own suffering and seeing I wasn't alone, that everyone else was having this experience, that I took a step back from the hustle and realized there was a gem here that I needed to explore. And that was changing my relationship with time. Because I was constantly complaining about how busy I was. And I realized I needed to stop complaining, and it was time for me to take charge of my life and my experience. And that was shifting the experience of I'm in control of my time and my relationship with it. And so I finally understood that I could have, you know, the best time management systems and tools and be this productivity expert. But if I didn't change how I approach time, that nothing was really going to work in the long run. They were all, like, felt like band-aids. And I wanted to address the deeper issues. So that is from that place. That is what inspired me to create the program Time Power and to teach what I do now, because these relational shifts to time, that is how I really got the work-life balance that I experience now.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I really acknowledge you. I see this in my clients as well. You know, this whole idea of, we're struggling with something. We're not totally happy with something. Maybe we're burnt out, exhausted. You know, there are all of these quote unquote negative things happening to us, and there can be a resistance or a hesitation to digging deeper. However, you did the beautiful and hard work of digging deeper. And on the other side of that, not only did you change your relationship with time, but now you're able to help women in the same way that completely created this huge shift in your life and in your health and your well-being. And so, yeah, that's really amazing, really amazing. So I acknowledge you for that. And I'm curious, I heard you mention words like exhausted, overwhelmed, burnt out, stressed, things like that. What are some other, again, quote unquote, negative, you know, consequences or side effects that can come from us not having a healthy relationship with time?
Oh gosh, there's so many symptoms right there. I mean, I lost the spirit of wanting to be with my partner. I was tired and burnt out, right? I was short with my partner all the time, my husband. I was short with the kids. I was like, I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. I mean, there's so many negative experiences that I didn't even recognize were just symptoms of this feeling of burnout and this symptom of not being in alignment with time. And I just was like, oh, where's the time going? And I was okay with the time just passing by or sleeping it off or not being conscious about it, because it felt so out of control. I felt powerless. And that is why I wanted to shift that spectrum of getting back into the power position of your life. And time is the undercurrent of that.
And so what are the, you know, someone listening right now, she may be thinking, maybe she's totally able to relate to everything that you're talking about. And she feels called down, convicted like I did, that parts of her, you know, have this striving, gotta do this, you know, like we have to accumulate to-dos and accomplishments throughout the day. So what are the signs that she's gotta dig deeper? Whether it's reaching out to you, whether it's just going deeper, what are those signs for her to look for?
Well, definitely if you hear yourself saying in your mind or to your friends or to your family, I don't have time to do something. This is the number one thing people say, I don't have time. So if you are saying that, I say you need to shift your relationship with it, because I believe you do have time, that we make time for the things that are important, that we need to make sure that our priorities are in alignment. It's not about adding more things to our to-do list. It's not about this hustle culture of more and more and more and more. The more and more doesn't matter if you're not living your life with enjoyment, if you're not experiencing joy, if you're not experiencing gratitude, if you're not feeling fulfilled. It doesn't matter how you spend your time. So if you feel that there's a misalignment with your time and how you're spending your time doesn't match the experiences you want to have, then I say make a shift. There's no reason to stay at that place. There's free resources, there's tools, there's programs like the ones I offer, and there's great people out there who can help you to the other side of that. I am on this mission. I'm so determined that all moms who are entrepreneurs and run businesses should have the experience of fulfillment, that they are living their best life. And that means managing your time. Because our day, our life is really prescribed by the hours in the day. So if we're not using the time towards our bigger goals, our bigger experiences, then you will always feel like you're stuck in that to-do list. And that to-do list probably will always be there. There always are going to be things to do. Life is full of things to do. But when you write your book of life and when you're talking to your kids, your grandkids, what do you want to say that you accomplished in your life? And does your time match that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That is so, I'm going to re-listen to this episode. That was so good. And just thank you for helping me and helping the women listen, or helping the women who are listening, that we can take our power back in this area. We aren't victims, so we don't have to fall victim to something like this, such as time. So thank you. Thank you. This is so good. Jamie, thank you so much. And I've got to hear, you know, your programs and how you help. Like, tell me more. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, definitely. So definitely for inspiration and tips and hearing more, you can follow me, you know, on Instagram and Facebook and hear some of this content on a regular basis to continue being inspired. Sometimes you just need to hear it from a different perspective. And I highly encourage you to consider engaging one of my programs if the content I've shared rings true. I have an amazing online course, which is designed for moms and 15-minute modules. So it's very doable to really go deeper into this relationship with time, to changing your mindset around time. And what's beautiful about the online course is it really looks at this holistically, physically, mentally, spiritually. It's not just about change your mindset, think this way. Well, you need tools and ways to make these longstanding shifts. So the online course is available. It's called Treasure Your Time. And this is bite-sized modules to help you really understand the shifts and how to change your relationship with time. And then I have my premier Time Power program, which is designed to help you not only change your mindset, but help you put in the structures and routines in your life that ensure that your time and your life is spent on the things that you want to receive, experience, and fulfill. So it's a beautiful program. It's 6 sessions designed to help you release all the projects, tasks, that to-do list, that never-ending list, and put it into action. What are my actual life priorities? Where do I actually want my time to go? And it's like, here's a short way of saying it. The Time Power program is like helping you organize the closet of your life. You have this, your life is filled with shelves and stuff and business and personal, and your closet is just full, and it's fuller and fuller and fuller, and you can't organize it anymore. And you're like, gosh, I think I need a new closet. I need a bigger closet. No, you don't need more time. You don't need a bigger closet. I actually help you take everything out of your closet, get rid of what you don't need, and help you find a system that works for you to put everything back. So you see, whoa, I didn't even realize I had 2 empty shelves. You have 2 extra hours in your time, in your day, to do the things that you want. So it's a really unique program done with you and for you to help you live the life alignment with your time.
Oh my goodness. I absolutely love that analogy. Way to speak to us women in our closets, because they're important, exactly. Right?
Right. So like I'm the home edit of your time. Think of it that way. Everybody wants a home edit, but here's a time edit.
Oh, that's amazing. Jamie, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for just bam, 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 right to the point, you know, getting, you performed heart surgery on so many of us today. So thank you so much for that. Of course, I will include all of your special links of how somebody can get more of you, because in all honesty, we could really all use this. You know what I mean? We could all, you know, get better and improve our relationship with time. So, yeah. Thank you, Jamie. You're amazing. Yeah, I appreciate
thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to just say that your podcast is all about inner brilliance. And my experience is when you change your relationship with time, your inner brilliance shines brighter.
Woo! I don't know why, but what you just said, I have tears in my eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Wowzers. What a high value session that was. Oh my goodness. I pray this conversation inspired you to think about your relationship with time. I pray it gave you practical tools on being a better time ninja, and that it shifted any coulda, woulda, shoulda thoughts around time. Jamie is an incredible resource for this. And she even has a whole program called Time Power. So I definitely encourage you to check it out if you want to get better in this area. And if you've had a relationship, if you had a revelation during this episode that not having enough of something is actually something you deal with on a consistent basis, then I've got you, girlfriend. Let's work together to uproot this underlying disempowering belief. I know you are not one to let anything stand in your way of achieving the greatness that you're called to. And feeling like you need more time, more money, more skills, more certifications, it can really plague us. It puts us on a never-ending hamster wheel of accumulating and feeling like we just need one more course, one more letter at the end of our name, one more promotion. But the cycle has to stop at some point so you can achieve from a place of inner knowing, alignment, and self-trust. That is what Unstoppable is all about. It helps you intuitively know that every action is supporting you. And so if you're feeling called to take this step, go to charlesechilders.com/unstoppable. You're amazing. I am so thankful you tuned in today. And just know that you are doing a fabulous job at life. Whatever your life looks like, I want to pour into you and give you a hug and just let you know that you are so great. You are so wonderful, and you are doing an incredible job. I will see you next time.